Do you continue to love this world or what is in it? If anyone loves the world, it is because they do not have the love of the Father. This is a bad thing in the world. 1. Wanting to please bad desires. 2. Letting ourselves be attracted by the bad that we see. And 3. To be proud of what we have. But none of that comes from the Father, but from the world. The world is coming to an end, along with the desires that are in it. But whoever does what God wants lives forever. Have you heard something called the placebo effect? If the placebo effect, that means receiving something which seems to be and that makes you feel good, but it's not. For an example, it's used a lot in the medical case. There are diseases that they do not find in a person. And when the doctor considers that it's more something psychological, a psychological illness, than something physical, they treat the patient as a placebo or with a medicine, which seems to be medicine, and that makes him show the person that will help. But it's really a pill that has nothing inside. But as the person begins to take it and considers that it is a medicine, it will heal. Every time the person has a headache, every person begins to feel those symptoms, which makes them feel bad, then he takes that pill. He takes the placebo automatically. Within minutes, he feels better. He already feels good. Doctors call this the placebo effect. They were given a placebo. They were given a pill that seemed or that made people seem sick psychologically. This was the medicine that healed them. And what they really gave them was something that does not produce anything. Are you understanding me? This happens very often. And not only in the medical part. And I am going to compare it with what the world offers. I want to make something clear to you. When the Bible talks about the world, it's talking about planet Earth. It's talking about the system. It's talking about society. It's talking about philosophies. It's talking about thought, arguments, the way of life, habits. He's talking about traditions. He's talking about culture. When we talk about the world, we're talking about everything that operates in a person's life to manipulate it, or to, in quotation marks, teach it to live. Everything we learn from a young age, everything we see on television, everything we hear on the radio, communications, everything that influences is called the world. The system. And every time we want something, we want to feel good, we go out to the system and we take everything that the world, everything that the system offers us. So we have a woman who does not feel good about her body, and who does not feel good about the life she has, who has felt a certain rejection from people and from themselves because they are not satisfied with what they have received or with what God has given them. So they expect the placebo of the world, which is the placebo of the world, a marriage, an illusion that seems to be what you need to be happy. But in the end, you realize that you only became dependent on the placebo. And when your eyes are open, in your mind, you discover what you lived was a soft swim. What you lived was an illusion. And that pill was never designed to really heal because it never had healing properties. It was simply something that seemed but was not. Then we accept the placebo of the world. You have to operate. You have to take this off. But yourself here, take off there. The perfect woman is the one with measurements 90-60-90. And the one with the car, and the one who lives between, in quotation marks, well, the perfect man, the one who exercises, the one with the good body, the one with money, the one with the car, and the one who is successful, in quotes. I say in quotes because that's not really the true success, which is successful because that person has a lot of money. This is what they have put into us and what they have sold us. And we expect those lies, and we take them daily. And then we work in order to increase our income. We study in order to be better. But to be better, to be successful at the level of the world, having money, we think that the placebo of the money that the world gives us is what will make us feel good and will make us live well. But once you wake up and you realize that the pill that you were taking is not enough, and you realize that the money you have no longer satisfies you, so you look for the placebo of drugs, and the person begins to get into the world of drugs to consume, and to consume to such an extent that he thinks that this is what will detach him from the pressures. It makes you feel good for the moment, but then it makes you dependent, and you feel worse over and over again, a vicious cycle of never ending. And once you wake up, you realize that it was just wasn't enough. Then the man begins to have a promiscuous life. A woman begins to have a promiscuous life. You leave your house, you leave your home, and you start taking another placebo pill, which gives you the world promiscuity, a sexual waste, a sexual disorder. The only thing it does is feed more the afflictions, the pain, the loneliness that you carry inside. Again, you get up and you realize that it's not enough. And so you begin to search again and again. That is the way. It's like you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you, you have to take this other medicine. And then this other medicine comes, and every time you take it, you will tell the doctor, I feel better. Thank you very much. But the doctor knows he gave you a particular nothing. That the only thing he gave you is a piece of pills which does not produce anything. But since your faith is placed there, you consider that it's fine and you feel good. The feelings play a bad game on you. And the heart also, perhaps this time you are in a numbness. And these words are reaching out to you. This audio is coming to you. You are thinking that the sex you have and what you are living now, the time you are living right now, that is your time. You are doing well and you feel good. Today you woke up taking a placebo pill to make you run away from the problem. And in quotes, another placebo pill that is widely used by men is alcohol. You are going to drown the sorrow. You end up ending your life. You end up mismanaging the little you have and losing your family, losing your children, losing your wife or your husband for respecting what the world told you. This is what will serve you. And at the end of it all, neither the drugs, nor the promiscuity, not alcohol, nothing, not success, nothing could satisfy the pain of your soul and what is inside. Do you know why? Because the world will never have a solution for something that is spiritual, the natural. It can never heal the spiritual. That is why the Bible gives us this advice. Do not keep loving the world, because every time you love the world, you cling more, and you can simply look in your room or in that box where you keep the medicines. different names. You have the jar of these pills, the jar of these, each has a different name. But if you study them, if you take them to look at their chemical component, you will realize that they have nothing. This world, my beloved friend, has nothing. Perhaps right now, you will say, it has a lot because I feel good. If you can feel good right now and tomorrow, tomorrow you go to the world to be prescribed another pill. And in the end, you end up with nothing. Without hope, without faith, without strength, without anything, without family, without friends, or something that seemed to be the good and the correct thing. But at the final, it was only death. Notice what the Bible says in this counsel. What is bad about this world? Do you know what it is? I will name three things for you right now. The first is to want to please the bad desires. The second, to let ourselves be attracted by the bad we see. And third, to feel proud of what we have. I call this placebo effect. Things that we think are the solution, that they make us feel good, but that is not really the case. The world is coming to an end, along with all the desires that are in it. But the one who does the will of God remains forever. You know what that means? The world gives you placebos. God gives you the truth, the true life that you need to live and experience today. It is Jesus Christ. So that you understand me a little more, the best pill, the best medicine that you need today, not only for physical healing, but for healing in your soul, because the greatest desire of man is not what he is living physically, but what lives inside him, in his soul. For that there is only one good medicine, Jesus Christ. That means start a new life in it. And in God, you will not find something which will produce an emotion of feeling good. And that after 2 days, you will not feel anything, because in God, there is only happiness. In God, there is joy. A joy that is greater than happiness. What comes from God is greater than what this world offers. Therefore, it will make you remain firm when you discover what God has for your life. And you will allow His love to fill you. You begin to see things in such a different way, and you start to enjoy it. But today you decide the world offers you a placebo. God really gives you what you need. Life, and life in abundance. And as I always summarize and say in many audios, you are the one who decides. Father, I thank you for your words, and thank you for what you teach us. Thank you for speaking to us, and because you open our eyes so that we can understand how lost or sleepy. If you take them to look at their chemical component, they will realize that they have nothing. This world, my beloved friend has nothing. Perhaps right now, you will say, it has a lot because I feel good. If you can feel right now and tomorrow, tomorrow you will go to the world to be prescribed another pill. And in the end, you'll end up with nothing. Without hope, without faith, without strength, without anything, without family, without friends, for something that seemed to be the good and the correct thing. But at the final, it was only death. Notice what the Bible says in this counsel. What is bad about this world? Do not know what it is. I will name three things right now. One, to want to please the bad desire. The second, to let ourselves be attracted by the bad we see. And third, to to feel proud about what you have. Today's is a moment. Today is the moment. I cry out to you, Lord, and I ask you for each person who today is at in a moment, half asleep, half dope, so that the world is offering him. Make them see, Lord, that true life is in you. And that today, Lord, those who perhaps have already awakened and have said, I lost everything today, they can understand while there is life, there is hope. And a new opportunity today in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. And it is important, if you decide to walk with the Lord, you can download the application of Devotionals Just in Time on Google Play and on Instagram. You can find them. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.